Well, there's a work that tugs those heartstrings, Caruso, the music of Dalla, with the voice of Joseph Kalea and the BBC Concert Orchestra. Some of the music that will be resonating very strong at the Regent Theatre in Oshawa. That's Saturday, November 1st, part of the Ontario Philharmonic series. And I am delighted to join the guests for that event. It's Remigio Pereira, the Canadian tenor, whose voice has resonated on stages across the world. Member of the vocal ensemble, the Tenors. It's a very special concert. Remigio, welcome to the Jukebox.
Hello, Dan. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
What a pleasure to have you and hear your voice live on air today. It's a terrific day. How do you feel before your upcoming concert with a span of classics?
I'm feeling great. You know, I performed there last year. We had an amazing performance. The orchestra invited me back this year, and we're doing such a very unique program. I think it's probably a first where you have opera mixed with original kind of crossover songs.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, musicals, tenor arias, some orchestral interludes. So this is super exciting. It's Remigio Pereira 2.0. This is your grand return. Fantastic. Now, you've included some classics that we love on our station. We just heard Caruso, also O Sole Mio. And I also saw that you have some of your own works, some world premieres. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, after Maestro Parisotto, he realized that I play the guitar as well. And so we were discussing a possible program. And when I was at the University of Ottawa, I was studying classical guitar. And one of my dreams at the time was to perform the Concerto d'Aranjuez, you know, but then my singing career kind of took off. And then that kind of got put on the back burner. And, you know, touring around the world, you know, I love the guitar. I play it all the time. I released an album in 2015 of instrumental kind of, I guess you would call it Nuevo Flamenco style. And so anyways, the maestro asked me if I, you know, commissioned some works. And so I composed two new works. One is an aria for tenor and an orchestra, and it's called Dies Irae, which is taken from the Requiem Mass. And so that one, you know, it's literally the end of the world. You got like descending runs coming down, kind of like the hellfire's coming down, brimstone, and, you know, this huge, you know, epic tenor line singing throughout it.
Wow, dramatico. Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, how has the rehearsal process been with the Ontario Philharmonic under Maestro Parisotto, under his direction? How do you balance all your talents, the solo voice, the orchestral textures, the guitar? How has the process been?
I've had the rehearsals with them last year, and they are a top orchestra. They sound unbelievable. He runs a tight ship there, and so everything is meticulously looked at. So we're starting rehearsals at the end of this month, and so we'll see how all that goes with all the orchestrations and everything. But we're all really excited. It's a really unique program to have basically everything that makes me as an artist. You know, I grew up in a Portuguese culture. My parents are Azorean, and so fado music was always in my blood. And so we're performing some fado as a tribute to my father. And that is you almost need an operatic voice in order to sing fado, because there's a lot of push and pull, rubato, and within the music. We're doing a song from that Amália made very famous. Originally, it was called Mãe Preta, but they redid it for, I guess, to release commercially as Barco Negro. And so I did a recording with a Portuguese guitarist from Portugal, Sandro Norton, and he played some guitar, and I produced the track myself. And so Maestro heard it and wanted to do it. So we're doing some fado. We're doing some La Fleur que tu m'avais jetée from Carmen.
Do you have to shift your mindset when you go from interpreter to composer? You know, how much do you kind of leave to chance and improv when you're playing your own works in terms of phrasing, tempo, emotion?
Well, definitely. I mean, you go with how you feel. Obviously, when as the composer, you work with your strengths, and you work. I mean, when you listen to Giuseppe Verdi, he wrote so amazingly for the voice, you know. But a lot of these composers, they're not necessarily singers, but they hung around singers enough to know their range and their quality and what notes really ring well and are exciting. And so as a composer, it's kind of like, it's just like a paintbrush. I mean, you get to create these amazing lines of music and be able to really focus the voice to really create that level of excitement. And it's the same thing with the guitar. I mean, you know, the limitations of the guitar, you know, what's possible and you work within those conformities, but still create something that is pleasing to the ear and moving and a moment that can create goosebumps.
Do you have any rituals, warm-ups, any mental strategies to center yourself for a concert like this one where you have so many, you know, different styles?
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, being in the tenors and touring around the world, you have to, because you're singing some, it's a crossover, so your voice has to be able to have shades of pop in it and at the same time have the heroic tenor sound for those big climactic moments. And so definitely there is some kind of technical thing that you have to work on to be able to blend properly with both styles, so you don't sound too classical when you're singing the pop stuff and you don't sound a fish out of water when you're singing pop.
Exactly. Good point. Well, just a pleasure to hear from you, Remigio. Tell me, what do you want your audience members to walk out with after the performance on November 1st?
Oh, I want them to have goosebumps. I want them to really feel the emotion and the music and the text. And I want them to come out thinking, wow, I've never seen something like that before. I've never experienced that many styles in one performance like that. And so it's just a labor of love. It's what I do. And so I'm hoping that they come out and they just really enjoy themselves. They'd be able to dance in their seats for Fogo do Céu. And then, you know, sit down and almost hear, you know, all these operatic monumental works that they've, you know, heard all around the world.
I've been speaking with spectacular Canadian tenor Remigio Pereira, one of the wonderful vocal talents of Canada, joining Maestro Parisotto at the Ontario Philharmonic, a feast of all-time best songs from musicals, tenor arias, superb orchestral interludes. That is happening one night only, November 1st, 7:30 p.m., Regent Theatre of Oshawa. Get your tickets now, Ontario Phil. Phil.ca. That's OntarioPhil.ca. Hey, Remigio, all the best to you. It's going to be a very memorable event. I can feel the energy already.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to it. And thank you so much for this opportunity and my love to all your listeners. And we hope to see you at the show.
My pleasure. Muito obrigado. E viva a música.
Viva a música. Obrigado, Dan. Obrigado.
Hey, cheers.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.